From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Elijah Morton is the founder of Morton's Dance Center, a dance studio here in Lancaster that focuses on hip-hop dance. Elijah started the studio just about a year ago, and it's been thriving ever since. In fact, MDC is opening their brand new expanded location today, February 17th. The new studio is located at 301 East Main Street in Landisville.
We are expanding. We are opening our new second, it's actually relocation, but right now we're at a studio where we have one studio and one lobby. It's been working for a year, but now we're expanding and we have two full studios. We have two full offices, maybe even a store. I mean, it's a huge expansion for us.
Coming up, it's Elijah Morton and Austin Talenko from Morton's Dance Center talking hip-hop dance. And it's Mickle time. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program for a look at what's going on in the Lancaster live music scene. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up this weekend, it's the very first Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music. On Friday, February 21st and Saturday, February 22nd, Lancaster welcomes over 60 artists across 9 stages and 5 venues. From local favorites like Jake Lewis and the Clergy and Secondhand Suits, to national acts like Johnny Winter and Loudon Wainwright III, the Lancaster Roots and Blues Music Festival has something for everyone. Be sure to visit LancasterRootsAndBlues.com for all the info you need, and we hope to see you out and about in Lancaster this weekend for the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music. We'll have more about the festival coming up on Mickle Time, and if you want to hear the backstory, check out the January 6th episode of this program for a conversation with festival organizer Rich Ruoff and promoter Sam Campbell. And save the date for a big Lancaster rock show coming to the Chameleon Club on Friday night, February 28th. This is an all-ages show featuring Brethren, the Jesse Baker Band, Ducky and the Vintage, and Derry Miller and the Veil. Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, so grab them early. And we'll see you at the Chameleon on Friday, February 28th. It's Mickle time. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his live music picks for the upcoming month. Along with being an accomplished musician and songwriter, Mike is the marketing and promotions director at Telus 360, a premier live music venue and performance space located just off of Penn Square in downtown Lancaster. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mickle, welcome back to the program. What a huge week for live music in Lancaster this week.
Big week, big weekend. It's a lot of stuff coming to town, you know, a lot of great local acts that are going to be able to strut their stuff, but really excited for some friends coming from out of town as well. So
it's the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival coming up this weekend, February 21st and 22nd. 9 stages, 5 venues, over 60 bands. And so we're dedicating Mickle time to the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival.
We are. And Mickle is taking a very selfish route towards it. I looked through the schedule of what's there, and I was just, you know, very excited to see so many familiar names and people that I'm excited to see myself. So I'm going to give you what I'm looking forward to for this for this one. So we'll start off, and for everyone's ease of understanding and following along, you can dial up the schedule now. I put them in chronological order. So we're going to go from Friday into Saturday and in time order. So first and foremost, and probably one of the bigger names on the docket, Mr. Loudon Wainwright. He's 8 o'clock on Friday evening over at the Ware Center. Grammy Award-winning songwriter, folk singer, father of Rufus, among other many Wainwrights.
I'm telling you, I bought my tickets for this festival when they did the Kickstarter campaign, and Loudon Wainwright was not on the bill. I knew that this was going to be a great festival. Mm-hmm. Maybe a few weeks later, after I bought my tickets, Loudon Wainwright was announced and I was like, oh my God, that was such a no-brainer. I have seen Loudon Wainwright 4 times in the last 5
Jeez.
Years. And,
might recognize you.
Actually, you know, he always does, I don't know if he'll do it as part of the festival, but when you go see him live at his solo shows, he does a meet and greet after every show.
Oh, very cool.
And, so I did get an opportunity to talk to him a few times and he's just an outstanding performer. I mean, completely. I took friends once to see him who had never really listened to any of his music before, and he's the kind of guy you don't have to know the songs. Mm. He will just entertain you.
It just works.
Yeah, so definitely worth the price of admission
alone.
I mean, I've paid I paid more money to go see him by himself than I paid for the entire weekend for the Lancaster Roots and
Blues.
Well,
hey, and he's just the first person on the list, so it's
good. Keep it going.
It keeps going. Yes. 8:40, we dive over to the Chameleon Club to see Miss Carcy Blanton. She's a personal favorite of mine, and fortunate to say, become a friend of sorts over the last couple of years, seeing her perform now and again in town. Just a great songwriter, witty as all heck, and just really knows how to perform. She really gets the audience involved and excited, and she's smart and funny. So. She's at the Chameleon at 8:40. Back over to Telus 360 at 9:30 to see Frog Holler. Frog Holler is a band that I'm proud to say is probably one of the bigger influences in my songwriting.
Awesome.
I've only managed to see them twice now in my life, believe it or not, because they're from Reading. So they're actually pretty close by. But these guys, they just make great music, and it's pretty smart songwriting. And I'm very honored and excited when I saw them that they were playing at Telus 360. I was very, like, your reaction to Loudon Wainwright.
Absolutely, right
was,
on.
Was mine for
Frog Holler at Telus 360.
Mm-hmm. And now from there, we get the, you know, slip just right next door to the Convention Center. Cabinet is playing on the Robert Johnson stage at the Convention Center at 11 p.m. These guys are just phenomenal performers. It's very bluegrass leaning, but almost jammy as well. So it's a performance that you can't help but move and dance to.
And they're making some big waves.
They are. They're from Scranton, but
nationwide, really.
Yeah, they are. They're from Scranton, but they're definitely got a familiar draw here in town. And then, like you said, in the region, then with the festival scenes, they've really expanded. Yeah. So.
That's a great night.
It is. So moving to Saturday night, back over to Telus 360, David Mayfield Parade. This guy, talk about performers, he is just out of this world. His sister, you might be familiar with, Jessica Lee Mayfield.
Absolutely.
And the two of them used to perform with their parents back when they were growing up. They had a whole family band. But David Mayfield Parade is just theatrics on top of fantastic music. And he actually covers a few of his sister's songs.
Oh, that's great.
It's really, really awesome stuff.
I'm a big fan of her. She put out some material under the name Chitlin.
Yes.
And I love that record that she put out.
Yeah, I think you'll like, and I think our listeners will like David. He's, again, just total theatrics, and it's hilarious. It's really fun to watch. Then over at the Chameleon at 9:30, you make a quick run over there for Lake Street Dive. This is a band that I've been following for the last year or so. And
a lot of people talking about this band.
Well, they just had their first TV performance on the Colbert Report earlier this month. So they're definitely making moves, like you said, into that national spotlight. And then finally, staying at the Chameleon Club, the Scott Pemberton Trio, they're performing at 11:15. These guys... coming out of Portland, Oregon, he is a guitar beast. I've never seen someone play guitar like he does. And we had him at Telus 360 back this past October, one of the first shows we had in the new space. And he rocked it. He absolutely all over the place guitarist. He doesn't even wear a guitar strap. He just holds the guitar and puts it on a stool and plays and taps in front of him. It's a show.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think he played over at, did he play Music Mondays at the Fridge?
He did back, I want to say either early fall or late summer.
All right.
Last year. So.
So we welcome him back to Lancaster.
Absolutely. He's definitely going to be coming back to an audience that remembers him and knows him and will be seeking him out. So you might want to get there early just to get close to the stage, because it's something that you need to see up close to believe it.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Earlier in the year, the very first Around the Woodstove episode for 2014 had Rich Ruoff, the organizer of the event, and Sam Campbell, who's one of the promoters of the event. They're on the show talking about the event, kind of giving us the backstory. So check that out. Check out the first episode from this year to hear a lot more details about the show. And most importantly, get out this weekend, Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd. For the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival of Music.
Festival of Music.
That's right. Thanks so much, Mike, for...
Hey, thanks for having me.
For bringing it back. It's Mickle Time, Around the Woodstove. Find out more about Mike McMonagle on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeMcMonagleMusic. And check out Telus 360 online at telus360.com. Mike will be back next month with another look at the live music scene in Lancaster.
Lancaster Roots and Blues, a festival of music, happens February 21 and 22. Get tickets now for this inaugural event at LancasterRootsAndBlues.com. Don't miss this first year. Live music is better.
Elijah Morton is passionate about hip-hop dance and passionate about hip-hop dance education here in Lancaster. For the last year, Elijah has been the founder and owner of Morton's Dance Center, a hip-hop dance studio located just west of Lancaster City. MDC provides dance classes for kids from ages 6 and up and runs a couple competitive dance troupes called Construct and Underconstruct. Let's find out all about it. It's Elijah Morton and Austin Talenko from Morton's Dance Center on Around the Wood Stove. Elijah, Austin, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you.
Great, great. I'm really excited to talk to you about MDC. I know a little bit of your story, and we're going to get into that for sure in just a little bit. But first, I'd like to start with the what of Morton's Dance Center. So imagine that I just come across you, and maybe I just moved to Lancaster, and somebody told me about MDC or Morton's Dance Center. Tell me what it is.
What it is. Morton's Dance Center, basically, to me, is it's a goal right now. It's a dance environment for young dancers, people who have never even danced before, even, and young professionals. But we want to give them a, for lack of better words, a building or an environment where they can come and just showcase their natural talent for the art. But we also want to go from the roots of our own training and just keep them educated in where these dance moves came from and where you can take them for a future. Because a lot of people look at dance as if it's a hobby when you're in high school or, you know, middle school, and that's it. And then there's no pursuing it later. And my main focus with Morton's Dance Center is, yes, you can have fun, but I want to show you what you can do with dance when you're an adult.
Give me an example of where that can go, because that is a very common perception.
For sure. I'll use myself as an example. I actually started when I was 21, and I was already an adult. And basically jumping into it, I did it because I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to dance. I wanted girls to think I was cool. And then my mentor sat me down and basically told me, you can audition, you could make it for some sort of clothing company, some sort of magazine, some sort of whatever. And I didn't believe him. So he moved me to New York City, moved me to where my eyes were really opened. And then I literally for 6 months auditioned. And every time you audition, you're basically putting yourself on like a pedestal for people to tell you you're good or you're not.
Right.
But it's for a job. Like you guys nowadays, or I say you guys loosely, but people hand in resumes. Diplomas or whatever they have. For me, it was stand up in front of someone, show them you have what it takes, and that's your physical resume. They're like, okay, we'll give you a job.
Wow.
Okay, we won't give you a job. So even after the audition phase, there's many more phases. There's the teaching, there's the mentoring, and that stuff comes without even going to school for education. You just happen to put yourself up in front of a young child, and they're like, I want to do that. And overnight, you become a teacher. So then you have to realize, okay, I can dance, but can I get this kid to respect me? Can I get this kid to understand my language? Can I do it in a way that he'll understand it so he betters himself? So then you start looking for an actual teaching job in that field.
Okay.
So after, you know, even after that, you wonder and you sit to think, okay, I'm a teacher. What's next? What's next? Well, then your business mind starts kicking. You're like, I have to pay bills. What do I do? Well, you open your own studio. That's what you do. You employ other people to do what you're doing to keep the same vision going. So there's a lot of things to do with this art. It's just a lot of people don't know about it. So
yeah, that makes sense. I can see how, you know, there are life lessons that are, you know, kind of intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So if I have young children, tell me about the kind of classes that you offer. Tell me about what I can expect.
Well, our main focus is hip hop, but we are a traditional school. We offer, you know, ballet, jazz, tap, alt modern, contemporary, everything like that. And not to plug my teachers, but they're all very good and they're great at what they do. But we offer from ages 5 and up, and what we do is we level our classes. And for me as a teacher, when you level them, it's important that they understand not only how to move their body, but the vocabulary of where the dance move came from. So it is like a second education on top of learning how to dance.
Okay.
For example, ballet, they use French words and terms that you have to understand to move your body in first position and all those types of things. And then in jazz and, contemporary and modern, there's so many different ways your body needs to move and flow through the music, as opposed to hip hop, which is completely raw. You're just free and you just go. But these languages behind these, and these artists, like teachers from years ago, you know, who put this stuff on black and white for us to go to school and like learn this, you know, you need it for those type of classes. But basically these classes that we offer, it's traditional style, but we don't do the show. We don't do a recital at the end of the year. And that's because we really focus on the training. Okay. We want people to see where their money's going. We want them to see what they're going to do with it once they're done with Morton's Dance Center. Because I'm not the end-all be-all. I want people to pursue the next step. And that's I'm a stepping stool. That's all.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, there is an end result for, I know, some of your students. And that is in the competitive dance.
Yes.
I don't even have the language really, so I need you guys to help me understand exactly, you know, what is involved with these competitive dance troupes, because I know there are two of them.
Yep.
Construct and Under Construct. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the competitive side?
For sure. And Austin can chime in anytime on this, but basically there's different tiers as far as a teacher for me. Like I have the kids that will come to the studio that want to have fun. I have the kids that want to pursue a professional career. And then I have the kids that want to just compete.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's very different. And some of them want to do it all. They want to fun, compete, and be a professional. Where Austin is right now in his life, he's young, 18, about to turn 19. He's competing heavily. He has a ton of fun, but he's also trying to pursue the professional career. So his next step is he wants to go to LA and New York. And I'll let him talk more on that. But as far as the competing goes, my biggest thing that I tell the kids is, you're basically putting yourself out in front of someone to judge you on your craft that you hone, like deep side, like in your heart that you fully, fully love. But you're getting a score for it. You're getting money for it, or you're getting a placement for it.
Right.
And they need to understand that this is any other sport, like in high school or, you know, volleyball, basketball, anything like that, that when you put yourself out there for something, it's a win-loss factor now. It's not just dance. It's like, let's put something on the line and let's show someone why we should do this. It's competition with anything, friendly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
Austin, what's your involvement with the competitive dance troops?
Well, I'm a part of Construct, which is our older competition team. Mm-hmm. And I'm the co-captain along with another co-captain. But basically, I just like to chime in and give my word when Elijah is unable to be there, or he has to step out due to the fact that he is the owner of all of us and he has a lot to take care of.
Right.
But just whenever he needs a second, I take my time to clean them, give my input, fix anything that needs to be fixed, and just kind of like Elijah's right-hand man, just kind of do what he asks. And
How big is the troupe? I mean, how many people are we talking about?
Right now, we are about 25 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and
we grew a lot.
Yeah, our younger group has about 14 on there. So,
okay,
it's a good group. It's a good group to work with. I love it.
So, tell me about the competitions themselves. First of all, how many in a year would you go and do?
Well, this is actually our second year competing, so we're still kind of fresh into it all. But our first year, we did about four competitions, mostly staying local just because, like I said, we are new.
Yeah, yeah.
But this year, we are doing seven competitions, one of them being in Baltimore. So we're kind of expanding our horizons a little bit, getting ourselves out there. But we typically like to stick with just a lower amount for now, just as we kind of get used to everything. But we hope to do a lot more and get ourselves out there even more in the future.
And how has it been so far? Like, you did four last year. Did you do well competitively?
We did really well for our first year. In all of our competitions, we got first place overall.
In all four?
In all four.
All four of them.
Yeah, I would say you did pretty well. Yeah.
And then for our first one, our first ever competition, we got a invitation to their nationals competition, which is held in Ocean City, New Jersey. So we went down there for a week, got to spend a little time at the beach and get our dancing on as well. But we competed and we won first place at nationals as well. So
congratulations.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
It was a pretty good season.
Yeah, it's a season to
that's
never
amazing.
Forget.
How do you top it? I guess you go for seven, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's been our conversation the past couple of practices is, listen, guys, when you set such a high standard, what do we do now?
Like, that's right.
So
that's really fantastic. We're talking hip-hop dance and Morton's Dance Studio or Morton's Dance Center. We'll be back with more on Around the Wood Stove. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at Jason at woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Joining me today on the program, it's Elijah Morton and Austin Talenko from Morton's Dance Center. So we've heard about the what of MDC. Let's talk about the why. But let's do that in the context of your story, because I know, Elijah, it's a fascinating one. I want to go back to how you, you know, the context of where you were first introduced to or became first interested in hip hop dance as an artistic outlet for you.
Okay.
So what was life like at that time?
At that point in my life, I don't want to say I was a typical 20, 21 year old. I was definitely, you know, all over the place. I had multiple jobs. I had no direction. I had just stopped college. And I literally focused on the having fun lifestyle.
Yep.
And everywhere I went, whether it was a social gathering, a party, or friend's house, or whatever, I was the dancing man. Everyone looked at me as music played, cleared the floor, Elijah, have fun. Now, at that time, I thought I was good, but I didn't know what good was. And I had actually ran into a graduate from Juilliard out of New York, and he had saw some potential in me, but I didn't know him for anything. He was actually good friends with the guy I was working with at the time, and the guy I was working with was trying to become a rapper, actually, at that time. So he was an underground artist, singing and rapping and doing all this stuff. And I would always dance to his music. And he's like, hey, man, this guy I know, you know, he graduated from Juilliard. He's a good dancer. You know, he wants you to come into one of his classes one day. And I was like, I blew it off for like 2 months. And this, yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's pretty typical 20-year-old.
Yeah. This was back when MySpace was cool. So
right on.
At that time, he had threw me like 10 MySpace messages. And I'm just like, I do not want to come to your class. And then I finally sucked it up and went, and it literally was like infectious as all get out. Like the music booming, the kids dancing, him yelling and screaming. And like the fact that you do that for your job blew my mind. Like at this time I was working at Panera Bread and I'm like, I cannot do this. I cannot do Panera Bread for the rest of my life.
Right.
So I continued on with these classes and, you know, I was 21 years old dancing with 6 to 8 year olds and they're like mopping me off the floor, showing me up. And of course at that age, your ego gets in the way. So you're like, play catch up. What do I do?
Right.
So I signed up for more classes. He took me to New York City. He took me to DC. He took me to Philly. I got all these different styles of teachers from the hip hop, you know, generation. And I just became like obsessed with it. And then he gave me the position of mentoring and teaching. And actually, at that time, I became a mentor and didn't even know it. I had like 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds looking up to me as if I did nothing wrong in my life. They had no idea where I came from. They just saw this guy dancing and having fun and being positive. And I'm like, wow, I wish I had that all my life. Like, right. I can't believe I'm doing that right now. And a lot of people know my story, but for those who don't, you know, I grew up kind of rough. But I wouldn't change it for the world because it gave me a better understanding on like where other people come from now, because my kids who are at risk or who really can't afford my classes, who come, there's such a strong connection between me and them that like, I don't know where it comes from. I just fully understand right away. And as I like learned under this Juilliard graduate, I was just given stepping stool after stepping stool from him. And like, he was like, go to classes, you know, train harder, take classes you don't even want to take. He got me into ballet. He got me into jazz. I was like, what is happening to my life? And then he set me up on one gig in New York City. It was actually for Oprah magazine. And I had got paid $400 to go freestyle dance, make up my own dance moves. And I hadn't seen $400 in a very long time at that time. And I legitimately smiled for like 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then he was like, you know, if you pursue this, this could happen for you.
Wow.
And then he was nice enough as an adult to sit me down and say, this is what I do. I own my business. This is how much I get paid. This is what I charge, blah, blah, blah. He broke down the business for me in a little bit. And I'm like, he's like, I want you to be my protege. And I'm like, okay. So I started teaching all his classes for him. I started traveling to all his workshops for him. And I started getting paid. And I'm like, What? Why am I just now figuring this out? So once the education came, I got the teaching opportunity. And now it's literally, I'm in a position where I own my own studio. I'm like, I can't believe where I am today. But looking back on it, my main focus today is give someone else the opportunity that I was given.
That's awesome. Yeah, so where were you when you met him? Like, where were you doing?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Is that right?
Do you mean the exact scenario? Because that's pretty funny. Do you want to hear that?
No, yeah, sure. Right. Bring it.
So back in the day, I'm just kidding. Back in the day, it used to be cool to go to clubs and battle dance somebody.
Okay.
So I went to this club with Jordan, the guy who raps or whatever. And, you know, this guy, the Juilliard graduate, was just dancing, like, in the middle of the club. And people were just all eyes on him. Of course, I was a little upset. So I'm like, no, let me go show this guy what's up. So I go out there, cleared the little huddle up, started dancing. We started like this little battle back and forth. He completely destroyed me. And then 2 days later, he sends me a message saying, I'm so-and-so, friend of Jordan's, and I saw you. I would like for you to come, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah. So it was in the club.
Yeah. Met this guy at a club.
In Carlisle.
Actually, the club was in Harrisburg, but we worked in Carlisle, so...
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I wasn't sure geographically like where that, because it sounds like that should be happening, you know, in Philly.
Right.
That's cool. Carlisle. So that's a great story, you know, and I really appreciate the little amount of time. Because when I first was introduced to MDC, we went to, my family and I went to one of Millersville University's Family Fun Fest Saturday mornings, and it was hip hop dance. It was a couple years ago. Not this past season that just is just now, where I guess we're in the middle of it. It was last season. And we saw a show that MDC was playing in the lobby before.
And ironically, the show you watched, that was my mentor.
Okay.
Yeah.
It all came together then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They were from Carlisle. That's right.
Yes, and I hadn't seen him in 4 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So at that time, had you already started, the dance center, or was it just starting?
I had started it. We might have been 3 or 4 months in. So
okay,
yeah.
And that's what's really so amazing about it, because I know that you're busy. I know you've got classes. I know you've got full classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hasn't been that long.
I know. That's the other thing. I keep pinching myself every day because, you know, I hear these startup stories all the time about how businesses aren't supposed to last, especially small businesses. You got to struggle for a couple years, and you know, literally, I have had the most amazing, helpful people ever. Like, they make me push harder, and it's just working out for us. So,
well, that you know, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Right? When things just start to kind of happen naturally, almost out of your control, right?
Yeah.
You just have to sit back sometimes and let it flow.
I tell a lot of my kids all the time, like, people say you got to work for what you get, but if you have to repeat your work, I don't think it's worth working for.
Now, maybe it's a signal, right?
Yeah, I think that if things are supposed to happen, they're supposed to happen. And lately with MDC, we're pushing in the right direction, man.
Well, it's just an amazing story. And
yeah.
What a gift, right, to have met...
yeah, absolutely.
To have met in a club and to really just have that opportunity sort of presented.
Life is crazy.
Yeah. Austin, how did you get into hip-hop dance?
Well, it's actually a lot different than Elijah's story. I actually started off playing sports, baseball, stuff like that, because that's what my dad did. And at that age, I wanted to do exactly what my dad did. I wanted to be like him. I wanted to do what he does. And there was one baseball tryout that I was going to, and I finally just told my dad, I was like, Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. This is not me. And of course, I felt bad, and I started crying, and I was so upset because I thought that he was going to be mad at me and all this stuff. And he said, no, as long as you're happy and doing what you love to do, then that makes me happy. So I was, for about a couple months, I was kind of just taking my time, finding some other things to do. And my mom actually decided that, hey, I'm going to force you to take this dance class. I don't care if you don't want to go, you're going to go. And I went, I met the teacher, and I have not stopped since then.
Did you resist it though? Were you like, what are you talking about?
I was, I don't know. Like, I don't remember that much. It was just funny. Cause I remember going up to this studio lobby, like all in one kind of type deal, and just kind of watching. And then I finally just stepped in, and like I said, I have not stopped since then. It just kind of took over, and it just kind of happened. So
you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. We'll be right back with more conversation with Elijah and Austin about Morton's Dance Center on Around the Wood Stove. At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. We're talking about hip-hop dance with my guests Elijah Morton and Austin Talenko from Morton's Dance Center. Let's talk about the future of MDC. Where do you guys see this? Where do you see the studio going in the next, I don't say 3 years, 5 years? What's your vision?
What do I want or what do I see?
Yeah, let's start with what you see.
All right. Right now, what I see is I see your typical dance studio right now, you know, progressively growing with students and training and all that stuff. But I feel this is tough. I'll just give my vision. Here's my vision.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, basically, all my life and all my training, I was given the opportunity and the greatness of having so many inspirations and so many different teachers. And it honestly came because I went to the big cities. I went to the, you know, crazy populated classes, you know, the coolest teacher at the time or even the well-respected teacher at the time. And, you know, you paid the pretty penny, but the training was amazing.
Yeah.
So for me now, I want to bring that little slice of all those big cities to Lancaster County. And the reason I'm choosing Lancaster, even, you know, west of Lancaster, wherever we're located, is I feel that central Pennsylvania, because of me traveling, so many people would be from my area and they would always complain that, oh, PA doesn't have it. Pennsylvania doesn't have it. We always have to travel here, travel there, you know, for these classes. And I'm like, why pay for them when I can open up a studio and just bring them, the artists, the teachers, to me?
Yeah.
So my job is to open up a school or a center or a studio where I can have all these young professionals come train these central Pennsylvania people, you know, without spending that plane ticket or that train ticket, you know, on top of your training for the dancing. Like, at that time, that was the hardest part for me, is not only was my class $20, I had a $90 train ticket. I had a $120 night stay at a hotel. Like, it was becoming, you know, a 4-year college.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. it was pretty inexpensive. So for me now, I want that one-stop shop. And, you know, right where we're located with all these train stations, it takes nothing for me to call up my my teachers and say, hey, can you come give some master classes at my studio? And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's... You know, we have one coming in this Saturday already. He's actually a backup dancer for Madonna and Britney Spears. His name's George Jones, and he's been touring all over the place. But I gave him a ring, and he said, yes, I'll be here this Saturday. He's hosting a workshop in my studio.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the physical location, because today, when this podcast actually drops,
yes,
it's a very big day for MDC.
It's a huge day. Absolutely. We are expanding. We are opening our new second, it's actually relocation, but right now we're at a studio where we have one studio and one lobby. It's been working for a year, but now we're expanding and we have two full studios. We have two full offices, maybe even a store. I mean, it's a huge expansion for us. And you know, we won't get into the lease agreement or anything, but no, it's one of those steps you take as a young professional where you have that face of, oh my God, did I really just do that? And that, but you have the heart of, oh, I can't wait. It's like Christmas. It really is, like, until you see the bills, but no.
But that will completely support what you're talking about now, about bringing
for
these.
Sure.
And that's why I wanted to bring that up, because you are moving into the facility.
Yes.
That will be able to support bringing in these top-notch, right, nationally known teachers.
Absolutely. And that was another hiccup in where we are now, is like, we wanted to bring these people in, but we didn't
That'd
have
be tough.
Yeah, we didn't have the environment for it. And now that we do, ask Austin. I'm like chomping at the bit. I'm like calling these people left and right. I'm like, let's go. This is my vision. Let's keep going.
Let's move on this.
It's almost every day where it's not just him. Like, I'm excited for it too. We just want to get to the studio, get one more thing done, get us closer to that opening day, get us closer to that vision. And it's just, we just want it so bad.
Yeah.
And it's
that's very, very exciting. Were you from this area specifically? How did you land in Lancaster?
I landed in Elizabethtown, actually.
Okay.
And basically what happened was, after I did my career stint with the Carlisle people, I had sat down with a business professional and he said, well, now that you have some sort of resume, let me put it together for you so you can submit it to a dance studio. So I literally handed my dance resume out to 30 different dance companies, and Elizabethtown, one of the studios out there, gave me a call and they offered me a beautiful job, and that's what happened.
So you were teaching at Elizabethtown,
yeah,
just before you opened.
Yep,
just your own.
Yep, 2-3 years I did at E-Town, and you know, you see yourself in any job in any life, there's always that promotional ladder.
Yep,
you're like, what do I do now? And at the age of 27, I was like, you have to do your own thing. Let's do it.
Yeah,
and that was it.
It's time.
Yeah.
Well, we are very, very fortunate in Lancaster to have you here. It has been an awesome, it's just been an awesome story to watch unfold over the past year or so since I was first introduced to you. Then I went back to the Ware Center a year later where MDC was the feature,
yeah,
on that very same stage, and in that same Family Fun Fest series. And it was an outstanding show, an outstanding performance. I know that you're doing some really, really great work. Lancaster's lucky to have you.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. It's people like you and the Ware Center, so.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule, Elijah and Austin, to come in and talk with me about Morton's Dance Center. I wish you all the very best with everything that you're looking to accomplish. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.